This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
And we were waiting for Kim Campbell to be on the phone, and there she is. Good morning, Kim. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing okay. Thank you.
It is so good of you to join us to talk about something that is very important to so many people across the country and across the world, and that is being an Alzheimer's caregiver and certainly things you go through, which you run the gamut of emotions. So I'm really glad you speak out about this, because I know some people choose to be private, and I'm glad that you're not one of them.
Well, thank you. It affects so many millions of people, so many families. It's such a devastating diagnosis, and it's a difficult disease to navigate. You know, it lasts for so many years, takes such a toll on the family. So I'm just honored to be able to be a part of the Alzheimer's community and to help in any way I can.
Yeah, and your husband, Glenn Campbell, was in the public spotlight. And when you got a spotlight on you, sometimes it's hard to hide, right?
Right, and that was really never his goal. He's always been really open and honest about his life and the different challenges he's faced. And, you know, he struggled with alcoholism back in the early 80s. And with God's help, he overcame that and was, you know, I think an example to a lot of people. And now to be faced with Alzheimer's and to do what he did, inviting, you know, filmmakers to come along and actually share his journey with millions of people. I'm just so proud of him for, you know, raising awareness and helping caregivers know they're not alone, families know they're not alone, and bringing the disease out of the shadows and helping destigmatize it.
When this was happening to Glenn, who knew first, Kim, that something was afoot? Was it you? Was it Glenn? Was it somebody else in the family? Was it the physician?
I think Glenn knew something was wrong. He wasn't feeling right. You know, a lot of times people early on become depressed or have some anxiety, and they don't know why. So we were dealing with that. And then, I noticed it, but as people age, there are certainly, you know, normal memory lapses that we all experience, and it's hard to know if there's something going on or if it's just the normal aging process. But, you know, in retrospect, you can look back, and we could all see now that those memory lapses were part of this disease.
When you actually received a physician's diagnosis of Alzheimer's, what was that like for you as a couple? Because obviously you feel for the other individual in a partnership, but then I would imagine you think to yourself, wow, this is also going to be life-changing for me as well.
Yeah, when we got the diagnosis, the doctor told us, we were sitting there together, and as his wife, I didn't want to let on that it scared me, you know, for his sake. So I just sat there quietly and listened, and so did he. He really took it with a lot of grace. I inside was panicked. I really didn't know much about Alzheimer's at all, but I had a million questions, and I had to begin the process of educating myself about the disease. And the more I learned, the more frightened I became. But, you know, it's, you have to accept it, because there's no way to slow the disease or stop it at this point. That's why I'm so happy to be, you know, coming to Pennsylvania with the Bright Focus Foundation to help raise funds for research and raise awareness and continue searching for a cure.
And I think that your story and Glenn's story illustrates beautifully one thing that is a truth, and that is that even after a diagnosis like this, which, you know, is it's difficult to hear, that life can go on. You don't have to stop your life right there. And you and Glenn certainly kept moving forward, and he continued to perform and put out beautiful music works even in the aftermath of this. So it doesn't have to be the end. It just has to be, I suppose, a very definitive change.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. In the early middle stages, you can still function and live a fulfilling life. You just gradually need to keep, you know, garnering more support around yourself to compensate for your weaknesses, but to support your strengths. And, you know, that's the gift, I guess, if there is a gift in Alzheimer's, is that you know you have a long journey and you can prepare for it as you go. And that's what we did. We embraced each other and had those beautiful years together to cherish. And even going into the late stages, we still learned to appreciate each other, and you start learning to live in the moment, not focus on the past, not focus on the future, but just to cherish every moment that you have together as a family.
And certainly when you're in the public spotlight, you know, people look to you, and certainly in the case of Glenn, I mean, here's somebody that across many, many generations, you know, people feel like they have a little part of Glenn Campbell, because the songs that he did while big radio hits seem so intimate to people. You know, there are certain songs of his that, you know, you really feel his emotions in them. And, you know, the back catalog, like, you know, Wichita Lineman and Gentle on My Mind. And then that song Ghost on the Canvas, which I think is so moving. How did that help people reach back out to him and show their love and admiration, and maybe share with you, Kim, that, listen, maybe their wife or their husband was in a similar situation and they were able to reach back, so to speak, as he had reached them so many times?
Well, the doctors told us that continuing to do music was really healthy for Glenn's brain. And I know they're finding that in research now, that it activates all the different regions of the brain at once and stimulates new neurons and connections. So, you know, people have told us that he inspired them to integrate music more into their therapies. But additionally, you know, songs that were in the film, like I'm Not Gonna Miss You, that Glenn and his producer Julian Raymond co-wrote, was nominated for an Oscar and won a Grammy for Best Country Song. That song especially really resonated with caregivers because it talked about the disease from his perspective. It was like he was saying to me, don't worry about me, I'm not going to miss you. You're the one that's going to have the sadness of, and the heartbreak and the tears and the struggle, but don't at least don't worry about me, because I'm going to be fine. So his music continues to inspire. In fact, he's also nominated for a CMA Award on November 8th. I'm going to go to that award show here in Nashville for a duet that he did with Willie Nelson. Ain't it funny how time slips away? So, I mean, even now, his music is still touching people. And that song was actually recorded right before he recorded I'm Not Going to Miss You. So it's in the middle stages, right at the end of our tour. He was still able to make beautiful music, and it's a gift that he's left behind for all generations, I think. He just amazes me, and I'm so proud of him.
We know as caregivers, Kim, that role is very, very, very difficult, and we know that it's exhausting, and we know that sometimes caregivers lose themselves in the other person. How did you manage to strike a balance when you had there were difficult times for you? I know that. I read some of the things that happened. And, you know, you had your hands full. So how did you not lose yourself over all this?
Yeah, most people think that dementia or Alzheimer's is just about losing your short-term memory, becoming forgetful, but you actually lose your ability to think and reason. You lose your ability to communicate verbally or to understand language. It affects your depth perception visually. You can become suspicious and paranoid, and Glenn and many others become combative. So these are very serious things to deal with for caregivers, and it's emotionally for you as a family member, it's so depressing to see your loved ones slipping away like this, and to see them struggle and to change and lose themselves. So I became very depressed and joined a support group with other women whose husbands had Alzheimer's, and they were all depressed too. So I decided to start a website and a blog, a lifestyle guide for caregivers called careliving.org, to put a positive voice out there, to try to look at the situation in a positive way, to encourage others, and it helped me. You know, when I feel like I'm helping others, it helps pull me out of the depression and try to bring some kind of purpose out of the tragedy of Alzheimer's. But it is really tough. Another thing I'm trying to do with Care Living is to educate caregivers about different care options. There was stigma attached to Alzheimer's when Glenn was diagnosed, and he helped remove that stigma by being public about it. And now I'm trying to remove the stigma of long-term care, because a memory care community is not a nursing home. A nursing home, you know, provides round-the-clock medical care for people that are acutely ill with cancer or whatever their situation is. They need physical therapy. But a memory care community is just that. It's a community for the whole family, because dementia affects the entire family. And it's a place of engagement and music therapy, art therapy, pet therapy. And, you know, all these other families are going through the same thing you are. So we're all there to support each other, to love each other, to lift each other up. And people with dementia can get 24/7 care with a team of professionals that know how. They're trained, you know, especially for people with dementia. So when we joined a memory care community, it made all the difference in the world for our whole family. Glenn was much more content and much more at peace, and I had other people there to support me and love me through the process. So I just want people to know that these care options exist and how great they are. Of course, you know, every community is different, so you have to do the research and you have to look for one that's right for you. But you can't do it alone, and you shouldn't think that you have to do it alone. There's help out there, and you just need to educate yourself about the resources.
And certainly in the coming years, Kim, this will become a topic where more and more families will have this as a reality. I mean, that's demographically just the way it's going to be.
Yes, it absolutely is. It already, there's 5.6 million people with Alzheimer's in the United States and 15 million caregivers. And it's just growing because, you know, the population is continuing to age, and we haven't found a way to slow it down yet. So I definitely am advocating for healthy lifestyles Caregivers are especially at risk for developing dementia because they end up not taking care of themselves, neglecting their own health, exercise, nutrition. All of that's really important to stave off any kind of disease, but, you know, Alzheimer's as well. They do think depression could contribute to, you know, people developing Alzheimer's. So it's important to keep your mental health well.
You are obviously working with a foundation, and they're looking towards solutions. Kim, are you seeing anything that you find to be perhaps some optimism? I guess we're looking at more of an early diagnosis, which I know people do look at. And then I know that we're looking at some drugs that arrest the effects at a certain point, and then some that can maybe peel some of those effects back. But this is a lot of work that they have ahead of them, right?
Yeah, there are hundreds of clinical trials going on around the country and a lot of great companies that are working on finding a cure. And so I'm encouraged. I actually went on a trip with Bright Focus down to Houston and visited some of the labs down there and met some of the scientists that they were funding. And I was very encouraged, you know, to see such brilliant minds that are on this. And they just need more funds to, you know, to keep going until they find a cure.
Okay. And you're coming to Scranton, to the Cultural Center, this coming Thursday. And you are going to be in a panel discussion with some individuals who know this pretty well, including the Pennsylvania Department of Aging Secretary Teresa Osborne and some other panelists who are well-respected in our area. So I think that's a good opportunity. Again, that's at the Scranton Cultural Center this coming Thursday, 5:45 to 8 p.m., Alzheimer's and Caregiving, an evening with you, Kim Campbell. I hope a lot of people do come out because this issue is very important to many who live in northeastern Pennsylvania. We have a kind of an upward senior population, so this is something that interests. We know that other people are affected, but sometimes we think of that demographic of seniors. So I hope you enjoy your visit here, and best of luck when you go to get that award in November. I hope you pick it up.
I hope so, too.
Kim Campbell.
I'm looking forward to coming to Pennsylvania and meeting everybody, and thank you so much for having me on your show.
Well, thanks for doing what you do. I know it's important for people to come forward, and I'm glad you did again, because I think that you have a lot to say, and we look forward to your visit. So thank you.
All right. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.